How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in our number two of the program here on Wednesday morning. And we have a lot more that we will get into. 508-996-0500. Oh, there was just a call, but they dropped off. Call back in. There's a lot more that we will discuss. But in the first hour, we were discussing the value of neighborhood meetings, cocaine sharks. You never know where the conversation is going to go here in the morning. In just a moment, we're going to talk about whales destroying boats. I've got a lesson for you coming up on how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. We've got an article up at WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Yes, I did. I wrote an article about it so that when people are confused and mistaken about it, I can say, just go check out the article. But I want to say, too, yesterday we talked about the legal challenge that Taunton Mayor Shauna O'Connell now faces after being accused of assaulting her husband. And I saw something yesterday on social media that I was pleasantly surprised by. Now, there are still questions that people have about what went on, and people are upset that this is kind of being, you know, to some degree, casually dismissed by folks. But if you listen to Chris McCarthy yesterday, he suggested that, you know, as a rising star in the Republican Party in Massachusetts, this is going to derail Mayor O'Connell's career. And I don't know that it will. I mean, he talks to more people in that world than I do, so he might be hearing things that I don't know, but one thing I was pleasantly surprised by is Mayor O'Connell posted yesterday on her Facebook page congratulating a Taunton woman who I believe turned 100 years old. And none of the comments referenced Mayor O'Connell and what she was going through. Now, somebody might have been moderating those comments and taking those out and only leaving the ones that were well wishes for the woman whose birthday it was. But I'd like to think that people were nice enough not to comment on the mayor's situation on a post meant to celebrate the milestone birthday of one of their fellow citizens. But to hear Chris talk about, you know, what this could do, if it does derail her career, first of all, that's a shame because it hasn't been adjudicated yet. She hasn't been convicted of anything yet. So if there's going to be any blowback, it shouldn't happen until after any conviction comes. But and that's just, you know, for in this particular case, I shouldn't say that applies for everything, but in this particular case. The other side of it is is it a double standard when it comes to domestic violence cases? Do when it's the woman committing the violence, is there less repercussions in that situation than when it's the man? And will people lean on that to kind of defend her? Which they shouldn't. I mean, abuse is abuse, but will that be, you know, a tactic that they take to say, well, you know. And by the way, if this was a situation where she was fighting back, where her husband might have been physical with her and she just got physical in retaliation, I think people would look at it differently. But she said he did not physically assault her, that he verbally abused her. I don't know. The whole thing's a mess. And like I said, I don't know if somebody was moderating the comments and taking out the negative ones, but I'd like to think that people were considerate enough not to make those comments in such a post. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And I love the app chat feature on the app. I love the fact that you can send messages any time of day. We'll get into some that I got after the show went off the air yesterday. But I do want to mention this whale story because, first of all, there's video. Obviously, I'm not going to sit here on the radio and describe a video. That's never really good radio. But if you go to WCVB.com, you can see it for yourself. But what happened were two people were thrown into the ocean when a humpback whale breached the surface of the water and came down. It was what they call breach feeding. And I guess basically the whale comes like swimming fast up toward the surface and jumps out of the water and forces all the fish around it out of the water and then just grabs all the fish and then jumps back down. Well, lands back down. And obviously a whale is going to do whale things and is not worried about who's on the surface. And this whale came up, breached the water, and came down right on the end of their boat. And the boat started tipping over. And the two people were able to jump off in time and jump into the water. And it just so happened that there were two brothers who were out fishing. And they happened to be out in the area and they spotted the whale and started recording the whale. And they happened to catch the whale, come out of the water, breach the water, and land on the boat. So you can see that video at WCVB.com. It's pretty intense. And they said that it felt like it was happening in slow motion. Even though the whole thing was just in a matter of seconds. 8 seconds is the duration of what happened, but the people who were on the boat said it felt like it was in slow motion. And I think anybody that's been in a life or death situation or a dangerous situation like that before, you've gone through that where it feels like time kind of slows down. And you have time to make the proper decision, to make the proper reaction. And you're thinking to yourself in that moment, like, okay, should I do this? Should I do that? And you make that choice. And then, you know, next thing you know, it had happened in an instant, but you felt like you had time to make that decision. Sometimes you have that feeling of it slowing down, but you can't do anything to change the outcome. That happened to me. You know, the one car crash I've been in. I was in my beloved 82 Trans Am, which was a real, you know, nobody would have wanted that car but me. It was red with a primer gray hood. The window motor was broken, the window clip was broken, so I had to wedge a dustpan in it to keep the window in place. I mean, it was not a great car by any means. It had over 400,000 miles on it. when I got it for $200. But man, I love that car. And I was driving it down. At that time, we lived out in the woods behind Little Harbor Golf Course, way down a mile long dirt road. It was just two houses at the end of this road on a cliff overlooking the ocean. We were renters. And I'm getting ready to turn down that road on a rainy day, and it was muddy, and I was probably going a little bit too fast, and I slid into the tree that was at the split in the road, right in the center of it, and it was slow motion to me. Everything slowed down, but I couldn't do anything. I turned the wheel, but the car didn't move. And then kind of the next thing I know, I'm sitting there with the car cracked up. And so I got out of the car, walked a mile in the rain and in the mud to my house. Nobody was home. I still live with my parents and my family. I was in college. Walked into the house and nobody was there. And I was like, I don't know what to do. So the only thing I could think of to do, this is the 90s. Nobody had a cell phone. I called my grandmother in Randolph and said, Grandma, I think I was just in a car accident. She was like, are you okay? I was like, Yeah, I'm fine. And then I went and looked in the bathroom mirror. I was like, no, wait, I have a bloody lip and a red mark on my forehead. I didn't even know that I had hit the windshield. I think I was concussed. But I was telling her, I was like, everything slowed down and I felt like I had all the time in the world to react. And I was like, I'm going to avoid hitting this tree. It's going to be a near miss. But then when I turned the wheel, nothing happened. And probably because it was only a couple of seconds and not the, you know, it felt like over a minute. So I totally get the feeling that these guys went through as this whale was breaching the water, landing on their boat, and then their boat started to sink. Thankfully, those two brothers were out there fishing because they were able to pull these two guys out of the water and pull them to safety. But if you had an experience like that, not obviously not a whale jumping on your boat, but if you had an experience where time slowed down for you, it doesn't have to be a tragic situation. You know, sometimes it's you were in a softball game and the pitch came at you and all of a sudden you had like 4 minutes to think about how you were going to hit this ball. But if you've had an experience like that, let me know. Either send me an app chat message or an open line voicemail or give me a call, 508-996-0500. Because I'd be interested in hearing your experience in time slowing down or time standing still. And I'm not talking about, you know, the situations where you look at the clock and say it feels later than it really is. I'm talking about like when it was almost like everybody else around you was frozen. You were like Evie on Out of This World. There's an 80s reference for you. I think we've all been there. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How are you?
Good. And you?
Doing all right.
I just thought I'd get that last call in before you fly away. Now I won't be able to aggravate you for a while till you come back. When are you coming back?
I'll be back on the air Tuesday. I come back. We're coming back late Sunday night, so I'm taking Monday off.
Well, you're going to be gone for a long time. You're going to be chasing ghosts all that time.
Well, I guess, so I didn't plan this. I'm going with Stephanie and Scott and they're driving. So I guess we're going to outside Philadelphia first to visit some mutual friends. And then we're going to drive to Gettysburg from there on Thursday. And then, so I'll be in Gettysburg Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Well, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah. And they're driving, so you could take naps.
I mean, it would kind of be rude of me to do so, but I'm going to do it. There's no way I'm going to avoid it. I'm going to fall asleep in the car today, right as soon as I get in the car.
And I suppose, since you're going to be out all that time, you're going to be eating food in different places.
Yeah, so, last year we went to the same restaurant a couple times last year, but it was really good. I'm sure we'll go back.
Well, I hope you don't poison yourself too bad. You know, when you're away from home, you have no control, really, because you're going to have to eat what they give you. watch out for the seed oils, you know, because they squirt it on everything. But no, you know that already.
Yeah, I think, what did I have last year? I don't know. We went to this Appalachian Brewing Company place, and what I did end up getting is some of their homemade root beer. It was fantastic. Mm. I might have to bring some home again this year, even though I'm not drinking sugary sodas anymore. Yeah. I might have to get some of that.
That's wonderful. You don't drink. Wow, that's very good. I do miss the old A&W root beer. Those aren't the same as we get it in the store. I haven't had it for a long time, but I know it's not the same.
Yeah, coming out of the draft, you know, is a lot different than having a canned root beer.
And they used to come right over to your car with the tray and the mugs. You could buy the mugs. And then they had the little teeny ones for kids.
If you want to take a ride someday, North Smithfield, Rhode Island still has an A&W stand that has that root beer.
I'll be doing that as soon as you volunteer to drive me there.
Maybe
why
someday.
Why should I waste my gas? No.
Well, you're the one that wants the root beer.
Yeah, but you're the one that's telling me where to go.
Maybe someday I'll bring you back a gallon.
Oh boy. It has to be sugar-free. It's not going to be the same. It just won't be. I appreciate that, but it's not going to taste right. You know that.
I mean, and I remember Henry's root beer in Taunton was still going for quite a while. They had a really good sugar-free root beer.
Mm. Have you had any sandwiches lately? I haven't heard you mention any.
No, I had a couple burgers the other night, but I just ate the burgers, no bun.
Oh, that's great. Don't you feel better, though, huh?
You know what felt really good is last night I was doing my presentation at the Dipper Cafe, and I had up on the screen my promo picture for the show, and it's a photo that I took, you know, 3 years ago. And so I was like, oh, I guess I look a lot different on there. That was like 85, 90 pounds ago.
Very different. You're just melting away. Really, you look so young. I mean, you're not old. You are young, but you're looking younger. You know?
Well, as long as I can not get carded at bars. I'm sorry?
The women are not chasing you? All these girls you're hanging around with going ghost hunting and everything?
Oh, no. I have women chasing me all the time. They're just all bill collectors.
Yeah. Well, hey, the weather's great right now. I'm outside. I'm ready to go. And there's a beautiful, cool breeze. So I'm out there now. I'm not going to miss that. I know the radio said something about rain, but I'm all set. I have my umbrella just in case.
Well, I hope that you have a great couple of days, and I look forward to talking to you when I get back.
And I hope you have a lot of fun and take a lot of pictures and post them.
Will do.
And the food. Don't forget, I want to see the food.
Yeah, I think I had something really good last year, but I can't remember what it was. It might have been a steak or something.
We'll see it this time because you might see it again and order it.
Absolutely.
All right. Take
care.
Fun.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And Lamone's calling back in. Lamone, I'm going to give you 1 minute, and then I got to take a break.
Well, when I was working for the Red Cross when I was in Rwanda in 94, I remember literally when I was telling you about the kids, that kid that lost the left leg, I remember when I heard and felt the bullets whiz by me, I saw them, seemed from a distance, they were coming, they were going in slow motion. And they were coming right towards me. And I took my head to the side and did that again. And it's like, it was like three times I did that. And it was all easily. But then the most terrifying time was when I was in Mexico. The cartel was chasing us, meaning my friend, or two of us. And it was like, it was Zetas. And it was like, I literally, and they had like rocket launchers and stuff like that. And I mean, you can see stuff. I mean, I saw something coming like slow motion at me, and I moved out the way. Me and my big ass moved like mud. I was moving like I was felt like I was mercury, liquid mercury. And so, but it was all good. So then literally came up to where when we were surrounded. And then my friend came up, he was second in command of the Zetas. He said, no, don't miss them. Don't miss them. This is after got shot at and things that got cut and things. The windshield, the car we were driving in was blown out. But they did replace the windshield and gave us new tires and stuff like that.
Came back
to Vegas, stuff like that. But that was something. But I mean, I could see it was all slow motion. And I kept hearing like hearing talk about things worked out. You know, how I told you how they, the drug dealers and stuff out there, and prostitutes they take and have all the drugs blessed by the Saint Morta, patron saint of death.
Oh, so, well, I got 10 seconds here, and then I got to hit this break.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to share with that. You asked a question, and I had a very serious...
I appreciate it.
Things, but that was so very, very sincere. And like, I was scared, a little scared with one, but Mexico looked like, geez.
Thank you for sharing. I gotta hold you there. You have a good week, good day, and I'll talk to you next week.
Good day, New Bedford.
All right, see you later. That is Lamone in Vegas, second time. All right, we gotta take this break. I'll be right back. And we will take your calls coming up immediately after the news, but right now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Biden prepares for his first address since dropping out, while Kamala Harris vets potential running mates. And you really don't want to mess with these sharks.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden will address the nation tonight from the Oval Office. This will be his first speech since he dropped out of the 2024 presidential race on Sunday. He goes on at 8 p.m. Kamala Harris's presidential campaign is vetting potential running mates. The campaign has requested vetting materials from several potential running mates to join the vice president on the Democratic ticket. That includes Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and Arizona Senator Mark Kelly. Beyonce is giving Harris permission to use her song Freedom for her presidential campaign. The superstar gave Harris the rights just before the VP spoke at Democratic campaign headquarters on Monday. Harris entered to the song, blasting through speakers. The song from Beyonce's 2016 Grammy-winning album Lemonade references the history of slavery. Dozens of Democratic lawmakers will not attend Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's address to Congress today. It's a protest against Israel's war in Gaza and the massive number of civilian casualties there. Harris is facing Republican criticism for being absent. She'll be at an event scheduled before she announced her candidacy, and she's set to meet with Netanyahu separately. Secret Service Deputy Director Ronald Rowe will temporarily serve as the agency's leader. Brian Shook has more.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas made the announcement Tuesday after Director Kimberly Cheadle resigned. She faced widespread criticism over her performance following the attempted assassination against former President Trump. President Biden is tasked with picking the next Secret Service lead and says he plans to make his pick soon. Mayorkas said Rowe is a 24-year veteran of the Secret Service. I'm Brian Shook.
The feds are investigating Delta Airlines after days of canceled flights following a global computer outage on Friday. The Department of Transportation's Office of Aviation Consumer Protection is looking into the issues at the airline after thousands of cancellations left travelers scrambling. The peer-to-peer payment system Zelle is being looked into by lawmakers amid a growing number of scams on the platform. Tammy Trujillo with more.
The Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations heard testimony Tuesday from the CEO of Early Warning Systems, the company that runs the Zelle network. Also called on to testify were executives from Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, and Wells Fargo, the three biggest Zelle owner banks. The subcommittee issued a report faulting the banks for only reimbursing 38% of customers who said they did not approve a transfer from their account. Early Warning Services maintains that 99.95% of transactions are completed without a complaint of fraud or scam. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
New York City will roll out new scanner technology by the end of the week that will flag guns at subway entrances. Mayor Eric Adams says a company called Evolve is bringing in metal detectors as part of a pilot program.
Just the potentiality that we could identify someone carrying a gun before they enter the system. I like the results from the testing. They did several thousand tests.
Critics have voiced privacy concerns. And sharks off the Brazilian coast are testing positive for cocaine. Biologists tested 13 Brazilian sharp-nosed sharks in the waters near Rio de Janeiro and found concentrations 100 times higher than previously found. It's not exactly clear how the sharks are coming in contact with cocaine, but theories include that it could be from labs where it's manufactured or the excrement of cocaine users. The findings were published this week in Science of the Total Environment.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox beat the Rockies 6-0 in Denver, and they go for the series win this afternoon.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Wednesday. Chance for showers this morning. Temperature around 70 with plenty of humidity. Slight chance for a thunderstorm or two late morning into the afternoon. Temperatures topping out in the mid-70s this afternoon with showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy. The shower potential will diminish, but it'll pick up once again as we're into tomorrow. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci Del Carmen on New Bedford News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
That's that Van Halen song from Twister right there. All right. Well, 508-996-0500. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Before I say, have a great trip this week.
Thank you.
Anyway, in Gettysburg. Now, what do you see? Where do you see the ghost there?
So last year we went to. So because it was my first time going, we kind of just went to a few places that are kind of like must-sees, and then a few places that are like off the beaten path because our friend who is a tour guide there was bringing us around. So we went to the Bloody Wheat Fields. That's where I had something strange happen. And we went to Devil's Den, and but then we went to like the Pennsylvania Monument. We went to the Gettysburg Museum and saw the cyclorama and all that stuff. So we did a kind of a combination of things. But my experience at the Bloody Wheat Fields was it was like a 90-degree day. And myself and Scott went in and walked through the field while Stephanie stayed back on the road and was talking to our friend who is the tour guide. And as Scott and I are walking around, we felt from like our knees down, it was ice cold, even though it was a 90-degree day. And when we went back, and I had a millimeter with me, which will detect the temperature. And it was like 20 degrees colder down toward the ground. And we went back and we were telling Stephanie about it. And she said, yeah, how high do you think the bodies were piled up on that field after the battle?
Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, man, I didn't even think of that.
Oh, that's going to be great. Oh, this is only a second time going. Oh, wow. And also, a friend of mine wants to know what your latest book is out now.
Well, the last one I wrote was the Haunted Objects book that I co-wrote with Chris Balzano. We just re-released that a couple of months ago. So it's on Amazon. It's not, that one's not in stores because we self-published it. The company that had originally published it closed down and they gave us back the rights to the book. So we put it out ourselves on Amazon so you can get it there. And then,
okay, that's good.
And then Ghosts of the South Coast is my only other book.
Okay. All right. Don't forget those both. And then, also there's 16 of my relatives going to, Edaville.
Oh, so this, are they going to the steampunk thing or?
I don't. Oh, what's that?
It's happening Saturday.
That.
Saturday night, they're having a steampunk event.
They're not flying in until not coming in until I think probably not until Saturday night.
Okay.
And then the other one. Well, they must be going. Yeah, they must be going on the weekend because one's going back to California and then. Yeah. So anyway, do they give you a discount for all those people? What do they charge for the adults?
So I know for the event that they're doing this weekend, they said that prices start at $12.95.
Oh, that's all?
And you, but usually $12.95 is for the folks that just want to go in the park and walk around. And then if you want to take the train, you can add on to that. And then if you want to ride the amusement rides, you can add on to that.
Yeah, the kids will go on the rides.
But not every weekend, not every event that they have, do they have the rides going on? But I think the ones that are coming up, they do.
Oh, okay. That's good. I'll go have fun. I've been there when I was younger, but
great
that
place.
Sounds great. And I did put those pizzas. We did put those pizzas on the grill, and they came out awesome.
Yeah,
like a nice smoky flavor.
Only takes a couple minutes that way, too.
Yeah, it was really. Yeah, only like 5 minutes. Made 6 of them, and so they all loved them. All right. Well, you have a great time. Careful riding.
Thank you so much.
Have fun. Bye bye.
And the what she's referencing there, if you missed it, is she was talking about the Cape Cod pizzas that you can get frozen in the supermarket. And, they have the instructions for how to bake them in the oven. I don't know. They take like 20 minutes doing it that way. But I would put them on the grill in the backyard. And in the grill, they just take like 4 or 5 minutes. And it all depends on, how crispy you want your pizza to be. And I'll tell you, last night, man, at the Dipper Cafe for our pizza and the paranormal event, I had one of the best pizza combos. I like the pepperoni and hot honey that they do over there. They were doing it before it became like a thing everybody was doing. But I asked Josh, I said, well, what do you recommend? And he goes, you know what I've been doing a lot lately is linguica with gold fever drizzle. Like that gold fever, it's like a honey mustard barbecue, like the gold fever wings you can get at a lot of places, 99 next door and others. So it was a linguica pizza, South Shore bar style pizza, and then just the gold fever drizzled over it. Fantastic. And I don't eat a lot of pizza these days, but I ate half of that pizza. Now, it's a bar pizza. It's a single person, 10-inch pizza. But I ate half of it. Like before I started my presentation last night. And it paired perfect with the couple of blue moons that I had with it. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We got an app chat from Not Bad in Oak Bluffs, who says, good morning, Tim. It sure would be hypocritical if the Republican Party steps away from the Taunton mayor due to her domestic matter, especially with all the things they have overlooked when it comes to Trump. I think that the issues that are going on with the Taunton mayor right now, you've got to you got to get to the facts of what happened. And that'll happen when the trial comes. I think any judgment that they pass on her before that is impulsive, I'll use that word. And sometimes that happens, when people are accused of things. Even just the accusation is enough for folks to want to distance away from them. I'm kind of a person that always says, let's let the person have their day in court and see what happens. But in some cases, even just the fact that they're accused of something is so egregious. But I think Chris was talking more about, Chris McCarthy on South Coast Now was talking more about like her future and what will come down the line. She could remain mayor of Taunton if the people reelect her. And I don't think anybody would have a problem with that within the party. It's if she decides to seek higher office. And she's relatively young. I think she's only a few years older than me. I think she's like 52 or 53. So she could run for U.S. Congress, U.S. Senate, run for governor. But will they back her now? Or will they distance from this? I don't know. He talks to more people than I do, and he might actually know things that I don't. But he'll talk more with you about it today, coming up on South Coast Now at 9 a.m. Right now, though, I've got to take a break. Before I go into that break, If you are looking to get your, you know, we were talking about food and talking about kind of what I can eat these days. And I've got to tell you that all I can think about is the tomahawk steak that I got at the butcher shop. And granted, you might not have enough room in your stomach to handle a tomahawk steak. I certainly didn't. It took me over a week to eat it all. But it doesn't matter because they've got every cut that you would possibly need. Whether it's a tomahawk, or you can get one of their cowboy steaks, which is a smaller version of it. You can get sirloins. You can get ribeyes. You can get any cut of meat that you would like, as well as chicken breasts, jumbo chicken wings, celebrity pork chops, lobsters, codfish. Everything you could possibly need to put in your fridge and serve for your family, you can get it at the butcher shop. And it's not just the expertly butchered meats. It's everything you need when you do your shopping. It's a real old school neighborhood market. And if you've never been, just go and stop in. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Even if you don't end up getting anything, walk around, familiarize yourself with the butcher shop and all the things that they have to offer. And I kind of challenge you to walk in there and smell everything, all the delicious foods that they cook up there, and not want to walk out with something. Try the Caserla if it's your first time. Highly recommend that. Although if you go on Friday and you like octopus, some of the best I've ever had at the butcher shop. You can also get your beer and wine, your imported cheeses. Maria's rice pudding is a favorite of mine, and even soccer balls. They've got everything there at the butcher shop. Check them out, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. All right, I will take a quick break here and be back in a few moments.
When I shout it out loud, it's my life, it's now or never.
And welcome back in. And that, of course, is Bon Jovi. And coming up in the next hour, I'm going to give away, because we didn't get into it yesterday, I'll give away a pair of tickets to see Living on a Bad Name, America's favorite Bon Jovi tribute band, Ken Pittman's band. They'll be performing at a benefit for the Dartmouth Police Relief Association this Saturday night at the UMass Dartmouth Amphitheater. So the show will run between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. with the gates opening at 5 p.m. And tickets are on sale now. You can get them from the Dartmouth Police Relief Association. But we've got a pair of tickets to give away, and I'll do it in the next hour. And you'll get a chance to go out and hear a really great band and some really great music. 508-996-0500. That is the number to reach out and call me here. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Earlier, we talked about last night they had the Ward 1 neighborhood meeting. Leo Chiquette, the Ward 1 counselor, was in yesterday with Chris, kind of previewing that meeting and talking about some other things. And I was talking this morning about the value of those neighborhood meetings. That's the place where the real change that you want to see begins. If you're having issues with parking, with people speeding down the street, if you're having issues with things not being attended to, if there are concerns about public safety in your neighborhood, that's the place to start, because that builds you a coalition of your neighbors who have a much louder voice together than individually. And a lot of times, you know, there are people who don't want to call their ward counselor or even a counselor at large. They feel like they're bothering them. They feel like they're being a pest. Now, you should never feel that way. That's what they're there for. But this is a chance to have your concerns heard and to learn about the things that they are that the counselors themselves are working toward, and to find out about things that you might not have known were happening. How many people found out the details of parallel products by going to Ward 1 neighborhood meetings? I would think that most of the, by the time these were brought back by Leo, I would think most people probably knew, but there are probably some folks who had only kind of heard the periphery of it and didn't realize exactly what the extent of it would be. And there are other issues that you might not have even heard about that get brought up in these meetings. So they're worthwhile. They're worth attending. They're worth holding. If your ward doesn't have, or your neighborhood rather, doesn't have frequent neighborhood meetings, or at least regularly scheduled neighborhood meetings, well, you can step up and be the person to organize them. And if you're not sure how to do that, reach out to your ward counselor. They will help you. If they can't help you personally, they'll know somebody in the ward that can help you personally in your neighborhood. And that's where your voice can really be heard. You know, there's very little citizen input to council meetings. You have what, the one once a month segment with the ordinance committee. And then that's it. And that has to be prearranged. You have to get on the schedule to do that. So this is your chance to talk to them and to get your ward counselor and any other counselors that attend working on a problem that you want to see addressed. Or maybe implementing an idea that you may have. So I would recommend getting out to one. Just seeing what it was all about. And I don't know if they're cool with this, but if you are in a neighborhood that doesn't have neighborhood meetings, but you see one scheduled for another neighborhood, ask the people behind it if you can go and sit in and kind of see what it's all about, and then bring that experience back to your own neighborhood. We live in a time when people don't know their neighbors. They don't interact with their neighbors. Or if they do, they're doing it through apps like Nextdoor or some of those other apps, and they don't actually spend time together and see each other face to face. And this is a chance to do that. And your neighborhood will be stronger for it. Don't be me. Don't go home and lock the door and say, I don't want to talk to anybody else. I'll nod and wave at people when I see them, when I'm outside the house, but I'm not going over their house, not knocking on their door, not baking them a cake. I had a neighbor one time when I was much, much younger who went down the street, went down the neighborhood, and had made something for everybody. At, I guess it was Christmas time. It might have been, you know, closer to Thanksgiving, but made a little something for everybody. And I was a kid, and all I thought was, gee, Mom and Dad, now do you have to make something back for her? And they're like, we never thought about that. Like, we never thought about that. If that's kind of the idea, is that we're starting a back and forth here. But anyway, you can be the kind of person like I am and stay home and not interact with people, but go to these meetings, and it gives you a chance to actually have some face time with the folks that live around you. Got to take a break. 508-996-0500. Back in a few. Welcome back, and we're going to be going into the news in just a moment. And during the break for the news, that's when I will give away these tickets for the Dartmouth Police Relief Association's family concert featuring Living on a Bad Name, America's favorite Bon Jovi tribute band featuring WBSM's own Ken Pittman. It's happening at the UMass Dartmouth Amphitheater this Saturday, 6 to 10 p.m. Doors open at 5 p.m. You can still get your tickets from the Dartmouth Police Association, but we've got a pair of tickets to give away, and we'll do that since it is the 40th anniversary of Bon Jovi. They are celebrating 40 years. We'll take caller number.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.